First of all, good to start with the win, I suppose, last night at Greenock Morton. But on the whole, was it a good run out?
Yes, it was. I think, you know, particularly first half, we played well. It was a physical exercise for us. It was basically a training session in regards to where we are at the minute. And, you know, we managed to get everybody 45 minutes under the belt. And that was the main aim of the night, was to, you know, continue the work we've been doing and get, you know, obviously playing minutes under the boys' belt. But, you know, winning's a good habit, and, you know, we're obviously delighted to win the game.
Was it also good to have a look at so many players? Because you used 22 on the night, didn't you?
We did, yeah, and that's ideal. You know, obviously in training, we've seen all the lads been working, and, you know, I've obviously got a handle on that, but I think in game situations are different, and I think, you know, for them as well as us, it was a great sort of showpiece in order to do that.
How was it? I know that you say it was an opportunity to sort of have a look at the players and to get some fitness there, but how was it from a personal point of view to sort of be managing for the first time?
No, it was no problem. I feel like I've been doing it, you know, for a while anyway, and, you know, in my previous role, so that genuinely wasn't a problem. Obviously, it was, you know, it's a new circumstance in regards to the club and the players, and it is different, but, you know, I've got a good experience in that regard, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, if I'm being honest.
There were three trialists involved, Danny Granger, Stephen Saunders and Roy Kayara. I think I've said that right. I mean, how did they fit in on the night?
Yeah, they did well. It's difficult for them. You know, I think being a trialist at any time is very difficult. And Stephen and Danny are coming off the back of injuries as well, which is difficult. And Roy's language isn't really fantastic. So it's the circumstance and at any time is difficult. But when you add that into the equation, then it becomes even more difficult. But they did well and they helped. You know, the facilitator does getting 22 players on the pitch. So that was great. It was really good. It was a good, you know, a good experience, hopefully, for them and for us.
Is there any time frame on how long those guys are going to be spending with the squad? Or are you just going to play that one by ear, do you think?
Yeah, it's just a game-by-game sort of basis. And, you know, just got to see how they react to the game, obviously, with being out injured and, you know, things like that. Roy will be with us for the whole trip. He's came on the trip with us. He was with us at Sheffield, but the other lads will be sort of game-by-game.
What are the other things that you can work on at this early stage, David? Is it here where you really start to put down the foundations of the team shape and how you want to play next season?
Yeah, well, to be honest, we've been doing that from day one. You know, that's been the whole idea of what, you know, of having a plan in regards to what we want to do and how we want to do it. And, you know, we've kind of been sort of dropping that in from day one and adding to it. And, you know, without trying to give too much information, but just trying to get the boys on the same page as we are.
Lee Carsley has been appointed as assistant manager technical this week. He's someone, of course, that you know very well. What is he going to bring to your backroom staff?
First and foremost, he's a person I trust and I respect in regards to his opinions. I know he's got, you know, great experience at League One because, you know, he's managed there. He's worked there for the last few years with Coventry and, you know, had great success doing it. So that's an added bonus to it, alongside the fact that how well I know him and how much I trust him, which is obviously, you know, a great starting point as well. But his knowledge, his experience, I know we've got similar ideas in a lot of areas, and, you know, we know each other going back a lot of years and having played with him and obviously, you know, kept in touch with him subsequently.
We had a chance to speak to him this week and he said that one of the things that he does bring to the table is a knowledge of League One and maybe the lower leagues. How important was it to have somebody by your side who sort of brings that knowledge immediately to the table?
I think it's important. I think you've got to have people that complement each other. In my experience, you know, coaching-wise in the last few years, I've been more Scotland and the Under-21 League and, you know, the Premiership. So that's where I've sort of been working. So Lee fills those gaps. Adam's obviously got different attributes in regards to where his expertise is as well. So it's just trying to put a team together that allied to obviously Chris Morgan, Dan Ward, who know the Sheffield area and know the Sheffield United, you know, people and how the club works. And, you know, so it's just trying to kind of cover all bases and get, as well as getting good people in.
Is this a fresh approach to how you're setting up the backroom staff? I suppose the orthodox way of doing things is you have an assistant manager and then maybe a first team coach, but to have a technical and a performance assistant, are they just names or is this sort of some fresh ideas that you're bringing to the table here?
No, it's just how I would, you know, how I see it doing. I'm just trying to, you know, give the boys title that sort of fit what I hope they are doing. And Adam's obviously more performance-based in regards to, he's got a wider remit in regards to some of the issues he's involved in. And Lee's, you know, purely football, but obviously has an interest in all the other areas as well. So just, you know, the titles aren't that important, to be honest, for me. I just wanted them to try and reflect where they are. But, you know, the people are more important, and I'm just delighted to have both of them, to be honest.
I know you're not keen to discuss names, but how close are you to perhaps adding further players to your squad?
I'm not particularly close at this moment. You know, we've got some players in, and we wanted to get them in early so we could work with them during pre-season, and that's where we're at. You know, there's obviously things ongoing, but I wouldn't say anything's particularly close.
George Long's been involved with the England under-20s. He didn't get a game, obviously, in Turkey, but he was involved in the squad. What timescale has he got, and perhaps joining back up with the rest of the players and cracking on?
I think it's important that George gets a holiday. Obviously, I was conscious of the fact of where he was, and I've spoken to him, you know, both during the tournament and after the tournament, and I just think it's important for George, the age he is, and the sort of exposure he's had, you know, football-wise, both domestically and internationally, that he gets a break. So, you know, I've recommended to George to go and have a couple of weeks holiday, which, to be honest, he didn't particularly want, but I just feel it's the right thing for him, just at the stage he's at, just to get a break from football. He's been continuous now for, you know, well over a year, and, you know, I think at his age, he needs to kind of step back a little bit, just for, not for too long, but just to step back and get a little bit of a break and then come in. I'm sure he'll be very eager when he does come back, and well, what will be less than 2 weeks now.
It wasn't a particularly successful tournament for the England team, but do you think that was a really good experience for him to be involved in tournament football?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, any experience that's different is good for you. And, you know, him to get that experience of a, you know, a tournament like that against, you know, in a foreign climate, and, you know, putting up all the things that go along with that, I think it's a great thing to add to his sort of repertoire, and I'm sure it will help him in the future.
Next game is on Saturday against Cowden Beath. Will you take a similar approach to that game than the Green at Morton game? Will you look at a lot of different players again?
Yeah, I think that was their idea, the first couple of games, to do something similar in regards to make sure, you know, the majority of boys will get at least 45 minutes of football, because I think we want to have them all sort of ticking along at the same rate, doing the same work and you know, at the same level of fitness. So that's my idea, but that might change a little bit, you know, the closer we get to the game, if you know, if we think that's the right thing to do.